I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So there is no mask. They're just not even trying anymore. I suppose you could argue there is a slight one as we'll go through the information I'm going to present here, which is the story that I don't think got enough attention, but it's hard to make it interesting. So that's what the weekend segment's for, kind of things we missed. That was the original part of the reason we did these. And this one is about the fact that the Biden administration's been told that they can no longer censor people by just calling up the social media companies and banning people.
Oh, boo-hoo. How terrible.
Yeah, I mean, it was very clear violation of the First Amendment. Well, I don't think this is arguable.
It's disgusting. And the fact that a lot of the media basically covered for it because they were just as implicit.
They still are trying to cover.
Or complicit even.
Well, print something real quick on Lossius.com being the Active Measures Book Club, because you can go to here and see the government's wasting more of your money. But without further ado, wanted to get into the news. So we'll start off here with Vox, who decided to run cover, of course. Why the bad Biden admin is no longer allowed to talk to social media platforms. Just talk.
Just talk, yeah. Just have a chat, yeah.
How are you getting on? You want a bourbon? No. No, of course not. I mean, it's just pathetic. Like, the headlines are purposely made to mislead you. And it's not new, obviously. I know. They say in here, a Trump-appointed judge just blocked the White House from fighting misinformation, citing free speech concerns.
But some of the things that the administration and the intelligence agencies were asking people to censor were perfectly ordinary political statements that weren't even controversial.
Because the main thrust of this, so I'll skip over the deets to just explain it in my own words because it'll be faster, which is that the government were interfering not only to censor viewpoints, but to censor legitimate factual debating points. Of course, this came in during the COVID pandemic. What was or wasn't the science was going to be decided by the state calling up Facebook and telling them to censor something. And Project Veritas even released footage recently. I can't tell you the details. That's how the Western world is. But Mark Zuckerberg was caught on a private phone call saying he was unsure whether certain fact was actually a fact or false information. And at the same time, his company was censoring anyone who said it was true on the orders of the Biden administration. It later turned out that this thing was true.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been banned for saying it was true beforehand. And there's a private phone call of Zuck saying, I think it might be true, whilst he's censoring people.
And the significance of this can't be highlighted enough, because banning people for saying factually correct, true things is terrible. I don't think you need me to tell you that. I think you know full well.
I think it's more horrific because you've got the First Amendment, which is obviously there to protect free speech, and viewpoint political speech is the most protected, at least when you have these debates about American law in this regard. But the fact that the United States actually got to the point for a small period, I don't know, I suppose from at least like 2020, maybe sooner, who knows? I don't know what was going on beforehand. The factual statements were being censored by the American government. I mean, this is probably the biggest story of all time of violation of American rights. And it kind of just went by the wayside. It was like, yeah, of course the Biden white admin were calling up the government to tell them what they can and cannot put up. I don't believe actually it was just them, because it goes back to Fauci, of course, under the Trump administration, I imagine. But I don't have those details precisely to me. The Biden admin were just the ones that we could get factual evidence on them pulling them up. Anyway, so they say in here that that's the case, basically, in long words that I can't be bothered with. Vox write, of course, that the Republicans are whining about free speech, and they say they've been discriminated against on a viewpoint discrimination basis. Wacky. I can't be bothered. It's sad. It's sad, the level of no mask. They say here, though, that the case began when Republicans were arguing about this. And they give a couple of examples for some reason. They say such allegations have been a years-long complaint for the right, but it picked up steam during the pandemic when social media platforms became more aggressive, just more aggressive, in tackling misinformation and cracking down on health misinformation. The temporarily censored content related to a laptop, whose laptop? The began.
It's so slimy, isn't it?
A laptop.
Just a laptop in general. You don't need to know about it. It's every opportunity they're taking to side with the establishment, aren't
they? To be fair, they do say that then belonged to the then presidential candidate Biden's son Hunter a few weeks before the election had also been of particular ire to Republicans. And I'm sorry, but like that's a concrete example. And the previous example was also a concrete example. There isn't a mask. There's no point. I don't even think any leftoid reading Vox can read that and come out of it being like, well, I don't know what they're complaining about. We just told you. You censored factual information in the laptop case as well as the health stuff.
Or didn't they remove the Washington Post's Twitter account before Elon took over?
And Zuck has been on the Joe Rogan podcast to talk about the censorship he did on Facebook because of it, which is you couldn't share the story because it would harm the Biden chances of winning. Which
Did he put it in those words? Did he? I haven't actually seen that.
The reason he gave for it being banned is he got a call from the FBI saying it was Russian misinformation, therefore he had to delete it.
Okay.
And he's like, it wasn't.
It was a true story. That
the FBI came to me and said, get rid of it. What am I going to do?
That computer set, that computer repairman, he was actually a Russian asset all along.
Yeah. So they go on to whine, free speech absolutist Elon Musk, who has previously allowed banned speech on Twitter to proliferate.
He's not a free speech absolutist because he still enforces government censorship laws.
He enforces, the law of the land.
Yes, he has to.
But they do say in here, he does forbid government agencies to even communicate with the platform about certain kinds of content removals, another potential way for platforms to mitigate harmful speech. Fox Wine is what he's not doing there. But no, that's great.
No, that's what you should be doing.
That is actually what Zuck could have done, which is when the FBI said, get rid of the laptop story, he could have gone, suck my dick, and hung up.
I'd have a lot more respect for him if he did.
But he didn't. Loser. Anyway, but that like biggest story of American censorship of all time. And as you can see here, the Biden administration are actually going to fight this in court. They're going to the Court of Appeals to ensure that they can censor people on the internet who disagree with their policies.
That's horrifying.
I mean, I'm sorry, but this is actually huge. It's hard to make that interesting because it's so naked. See here, Biden admin says Trump appointed judge's vague social media order is causing harm.
We can't censor people anymore. It's causing so much harm, harming my chances of, you know, I can't say that on YouTube, can I?
No, we can't. Moving on. You go to the article itself. Should we talk about what harm? They actually argue in here that it's a threat to national security.
Oh, really? What, people having opinions on the internet?
Yeah.
So, a national security threat.
Might disagree with the state.
Oh.
I'm not even joking. Like, the main argument.
God forbid. Here.
We have obligations to protect national security.
It's just such nonsense. It's one of those things that people pull out of their behind just justify anything.
But it's not even a mask anymore, is it?
No.
I've given up. I've got no argument, so I'll just say buzzwords.
Biden may as well come out and just say, I've got a right to persecute people.
Yeah.
It's my right as the leader.
You can see the Guardian here as well, the media doing their work. Limits on Biden officials working with social media firms. So we're just working with.
A weaponization of the courts? No.
I mean, I love how backwards that is. So the court protecting the rights of the citizens is a weaponization of the court, not the purpose that they are made for in the American system. Mm-hmm. No, instead it's a weaponization of them to defend the disgusting plebs rather than serve the state.
The First Amendment, I mean, first being probably very important, you know, that it's the first one. It's perhaps one of the most significant ones, and they're framing it.
Even on a legal point, what do courts exist for in the American system to limit the government?
Well, in most systems, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean specifically in the American system, it's not ambiguous.
Particularly the Supreme Court, yeah, it's enforcing constitutional law. Yes.
It's there to tell you, no, state, you've gone too far. We have rules. We are not, I don't know, that China place. So instead, the media just runs cover. I mean, my point being, there's not even a mask. I mean, that's just pathetic.
I don't doubt, actually, that the Biden officials have been in communication with journalists and they've been spreading this. They've been saying, hey, I've got a story for you. Why don't you run this? And maybe if you run this for us, we can give you some juicy gossip exclusively to you. That's normally how this works, is a tit for tat. You do favors for us, we do favors for you. You publish our propaganda. And sometimes they'll just do it because they want to anyway.
You can see this comes from Expert.
Oh, yes.
People are tired of Expert. So I thought I'd check out who she was, check out the name. I'm blocked. Never spoke to her. That's how you know it's a nice, transparent organization and administration that wants to advertise all this. Block anyone you don't even speak to. So I checked her out. Turns out it's this lady. You may remember this. Cancer.
Oh, it's this crazy lady, yeah.
So you may remember the Biden administration tried to implement the Ministry of Truth. The Disinformation Board. Yeah, Ministry of Truth. This, she was going to be in charge of it, so she made a really cancerous TikTok.
You think she blocked you because you covered her appointment?
It's awful.
don't do it, please. But I reckon she probably blocked you because you did a segment about her, right?
Probably.
At one point.
Being like, what are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. But the point being, I mean, even that being their front here for censorship, it's crap. I mean, on no level is any of this argument here even... I don't know how you would defend it other than just what they did do, which is plain face go, you're a threat to the system. Sorry, you're weaponizing the courts to have civil rights. Ugh.
I'm sorry, but our establishment institution doesn't care about the fact. Yeah. You're going to be prosecuted now, yes.
I'm sorry, but this is a huge story. It's the most blatant case of the Biden administration being, I mean, it should be the biggest scandal, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because of the apathy we all have of, well, yeah, of course they are. Of course, the tyrants are being tyrants. But there you have it. That's the fact that there really is no mask anymore. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Symposium series, this episode on existentialism and authenticity. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.